Well, I know you've got some exciting plans about some big renovation going on out at the Art Museum. And, you know, Valerie, to a lot of us who have a certain vintage like me, the museum still feels new because we used to go to the old Museum of Art in downtown Raleigh, but it's been there for a while now.
Yes, yeah, so Morgan Street holds a lot of great memories for many people. It's we've been on our campus since 1983 on Blue Ridge Road, and we are actually attending to the original East Building with these projects and our outdoor museum amphitheater that I know many people have enjoyed concerts at since the 1990s, but if they're ready for some renovations and ready to become more accessible, more engaging, and let us keep doing the great programming we do.
Now, I understand in terms of some of the music concerts, you're going to have to delay those for a while because of this renovation.
That's right, Tony. We're going to have the Joseph M. Bryan Theater in the Museum Park will not have a summer season this summer. We anticipate sort of a late summer, early fall of next year doing a season, but in the meantime, we will be doing musical programming inside our different buildings in relation to our collection.
Now, you mentioned the renovations to that original building. Is this going to be an expansion or just a change? What exactly is going to happen?
Well, it'll be both, actually. The lower level of the building that was for so long, the restaurant and the special exhibitions, has been sort of out of use for most of the time since we moved into our West Building 15 years ago, and that will be revitalized as a multi-generational arts center and social space with a coffee bar. And then right outside that big, wonderful lawn behind that building will become a vibrant area with an open-air pavilion, seating areas, landscaping, and it will connect with a bridge up to the park. So the idea is that we'll hope that people will really fluidly go between the park behind our building, and maybe they'll pop in and see some art as well.
So basically, you will be able to utilize most of the campus now in some of those areas, like you mentioned, hadn't been used a lot in recent years.
That's right. They just will go from being, you know, a great place where I've seen kids playing kickball and having a good time, but I think everybody will be joining us there. And then the other piece, Tony, is that our conservation lab, the lab that takes care of the art that belongs to the people of North Carolina, is about to get an upfit and including a public-facing gallery. So people will be able to come in and watch us restoring artworks and ask questions and learn about the science of art.
You know, I think a lot of people probably don't have enough appreciation for the Museum of Art and the fact that North Carolina was one of the early states to have the state-supported museum.
That's right. That's right. We are the first state to dedicate public funds to buying an art collection that then became the museum. That's why we really emphasize how important that collection is. That was done in 1947. So we're just very lucky there's been that longstanding support from the state of North Carolina.
And for many years, of course, that the Art Museum has been, along with other museums, part of tours for school kids from throughout North Carolina who come to see what our state has to offer.
That's right. We're so proud to be part of the state system, including the Museum of History and Natural Science. And recently we've learned some schools, if they can only hit downtown, sometimes they swing by our park and enjoy some of the artwork in the park. So at least the students get that experience, because that's another very special part of coming to the North Carolina Museum of Art.
It certainly is. Valerie, I forgot to ask you, we talked about the timetable for the amphitheater. What's the timetable for getting everything done in the East Building?
We anticipate that it'll be about a year and a half build, so by 2027 we'll be ready to go. And I think that I should say that I think it's possible that the amphitheater will be just a little later than I said, but we're anticipating about a year and a half of build once we get going, and we anticipate starting late June, early July.
Now, what are some of the big exhibits that we're going to be able to enjoy in the other building this year?
We are excited currently we have The Time Is Always Now, Artists Reframe the Black Figure, which has got some of the greats of the 21st century art. And we have a focused show right now on the painter Grace Hartigan, who emerged in the mid-20th century and made amazing expressive paintings. She's a real leader. In the fall, we're going to have a show called The Book of Esther and the Age of Rembrandt, which looks at artists in the Netherlands in the 17th century that were investigating the Old Testament story of Esther. And then in the spring of next year, Knowing the West, a show looking at various forms of artwork and creation made by artists in the western part of the state that's going to be part of our celebration of America 250.
Well, Valerie, the Museum of Art is a treasure for North Carolinians that enough of our people don't really know about. And hopefully this expansion will make it even more inviting for North Carolinians from around the state on their visits from Raleigh.
Well, we certainly want everyone to know that every day it is the collection is free to you. Please come and enjoy the park that is free to you and check out all of our programs. There's a lot going on.
Valerie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate the opportunity.